Chofe Adar Base, Thursday the 27th of March, Rabbi Boruch Julovsky, new or renewed?
Good morning. I thought, short stay in London, we're here just a week this time, I thought I'd be able to slip in and out unnoticed, but perhaps at this height, it's difficult to keep a low profile. See, Dudi has his tentacles spread far and wide. I thank you for giving me the opportunity to start the day the Torah way with you once again. There is an atmosphere of chodosh in the air at the moment. I personally am here for a simcha, Baruch Hashem in the mishpacha. I see his name. Our new brother-in-law, Yitzi Kumbluth, is posted on the Torah Way notice board. We are, of course, reading this Shabbos, Parshas HaChodesh. This week is Borchin HaChodesh. Just last Shabbos, we read in the Haftarah, in Parshas Parah, for Nosati Lochem, Leiv Chodosh, V'ruach Chadosho, Etein Bekirbachem. So there is very much, I think, Chodosh is the optimum word in this week. And I'd like to discuss, Be'ez Hashem Yisborach, a shaila, perhaps more than one, which really requires us to define the word chodosh. What is the true and real definition of the word chodosh, as today's shiur was titled, new or renewed? Now the shaila that we're going to talk about, Mitz Hashem, really could manifest itself in all types of scenarios, but the shaila that I'd like to address is something that happened. The Rav in Eretz Yisrael was asked, a very straightforward day-to-day type of shaila, which I'm sure is asked on many occasions. Somebody walked into a hat store in Yerushalayim, purchased a hat, and quite clearly stipulated with the moicher that if he gets home and he decides, or the family decide that it's not suitable, can he exchange it? And he says, yes, sure, no problem, as long as you return it new, then of course you can return it. You'll get your money back. So he goes home, tries on the hat. The family are humming and hurrying. They're not sure. It's yeah, good. It's not good. He goes to davening in it. First night Yom Tov. Parades his hat around. Nimnu v'gomru. The hat doesn't fit. Okay, so he's very careful. Takes it off. Puts it in the hat box. After Yom Tov, he comes back and says, listen, I tried it out. I went to shul. I don't think this fits. But you did say that I can return it as long as it's new. And of course it is. So can I have my money back? Upon which the moicher says, but it's not new, because you wore it for an hour. So he says, well, that might be true, but look at the hat, can you tell? Look at this hat, there's not a speck of dust on it. Nobody who will ever buy this hat will know that it has once been worn before. It makes no difference to you or to the person who potentially would buy this hat. So it is new. And he said, not only that, before I gave it back, I just quickly brushed it over, and if there was any specks of dust, it's... So the Moicha said, so it's not new, it's been renewed, but it's an hour old. So the Moicha said very kindly, he says, listen, I'm happy to take it back, but the onus is on you. You have to go to a Rav and ask a Rav, can this hat be sold as new? If the Rav will give me permission, will be matting me to sell this hat as new, then I'm more than happy to give you the money back. But if that's going to be a mekach tos, if I'm going to sell this hat as a new hat, when in actuality it's not new, it's perhaps been renewed, but it's not new, if I don't have the right to sell that hat as new, then I'm afraid I cannot return your hat. And that was the shaila that was asked of a Rav. A very similar shaila, as I mentioned, this can really crop up in all different scenarios, but a fresh married young couple put a down payment on an apartment, as is the way in Eretz Yisrael, some buy on paper, as it's called. The dira hadn't yet been built, the project was barely underway. A couple of years down the line, when he's eventually given his apartment, he realizes that the apartment that he's about to move in was not actually brand new. It was in a slightly older apartment, which had become part of this project. They had done it up. It looked absolutely brand spanking new. In fact, it looked like all the other apartments, which really were new. But it wasn't you. Or was it? He claims, I put money down for a brand new apartment. This apartment, it's true, it's been decorated and renovated and redone, and but it's not new. To which the Moicha says, but it's been renewed, so it's as good as new. I didn't pay, he says, for a dira which is as good as new. I paid for a dira which really is new. So that was the shaila. So of course we need to discuss and be ma'ayin a little bit, what is the definition of new? How new is new? Can renewed be considered new or not? So this shaila has a very, very interesting and perhaps unlikely source.
Can I just ask a question first? If you had not worn the hat to shul, if you just tried it on at home, would it have been any different?
Perhaps.
Because that's what he was allowed? I mean, that.
Enochami, if that was clearly stipulated, I guess, when he said you can try it on, that was clearly included.
And it'd still be new, yeah.
Surely. People. I guess whenever you walk into a hat shop, you know that 50 people have perhaps tried on this hat in the... So, Yesh Lodom, he took it home, right? Yesh Lodom. The first time the word Chodosh appears in the Torah is in Parshas Shemois, where the Torah says, Vayokom Melech Chodosh. Remember this passage very well, because it's in my Bar Mitzvah Sedra. I've told you've got to be very careful when one word finishes with a mem, and the next word begins with a man, you've got to be very careful. Vayokom melech. You have to not forget that the next word does the same. Melech chodosh. So vayokom melech chodosh. A new king arose. Asher lo yoda is Yosef, and Rashi quotes the famous Gemara in Soto and in Erevin. And the Gemara says as follows. Vayokom melech chodosh. Rabu Shmuel. There is a machlekes Rabu Shmuel, but this is crucial. Although there is a machlekes, the Gemara doesn't tell us who holds what. And we're going to see that's crucial to our Indian. Rav Shmuel. Chad Oma Chodosh Mamash. Pshutei k'mashmoi. If it says he was a new king, then he was a new king. V'chad Oma Shenischadshu G'zeiroisov. He wasn't a new king. Just he renewed his decrees. Asher lo yoda es Yosef, according to therefore... This pshat means he did really know Yosef, but as Rashi quotes Al Torah, he made as if he didn't. But he knew Yosef, he wasn't really a new king. So we have a machlokes over here between Rav and Shmuel. What is the translation of the word chodosh? Was he really a new king, or was he a king who had become nischadesh, renewed? Says the Gemara, according to the man the Omar who says that it's chodosh, he was a new king. Well, it's very simple. It's because he says he was a new king. Vayokom melech chodosh. He surely doesn't need proof. Says the Gemara. What about the other man da'oma? Uman da'oma shenischadshu gzeiroisov. Where did he see that in the pasuk? It says melech chodosh. Chodosh lechera means new. It doesn't mean nischadshu gzeiroisov. Where did he see that? Deloik siv vayomos vayimloich. It should have simply said, vayomos, he died. Vayimloich, the new king was coronated, it doesn't say that. So presumably the king hadn't died, and when it says Vayokom melech chodosh, it wasn't really a new king after all. It was the old king who had been renewed. That's the machlokes. On the Gemara, Soita in Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, the same Gemara appears in Erevin Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. And there in Erevin, one of the Gdele Achreinim, very, very early Achrein, almost originally in fact, the Teiras Chaim, Tiras Chaim, the late 1500s, he makes the following short comment on this Gemara in Erevin, and he says, Yesh loima, denafke mina lemekach umemka. This Gemara, although at the surface seems to be a Gemara concerning itself with Divrei Agoda, says the Tiras Chaim, no, this has a nafke mina ledina for mekach umemka. Sheha'oima lechaveira, if somebody would say to his friend, Bayis chodosh, ani moicher lecha. I'm selling you a new house. V'hu yoshin, really it's old. It's an old house. Hello. Shesaidoi, v'chaidoi, v'tzairoi. He's renewed it and painted it and replastered it. Ad shenire ke'ilu hu chodosh. So it looks now, it appears to be new, although in fact it's not, but it's been redone. Is that a mekach tos or not? Says the Teiras Chaim, it's machlik, it's Rabbi Shmuel. Leman da'oma chodosh mamesh. If the definition of the word chodosh is absolutely new, then you had no right selling this as new when it's just been renewed. And he says, therefore, the money would go back. renewed is as good as new, then ha mekach kayim, then the mekach will stand. To kiven de nire ki ilu chodosh, because it appears that is as if it was new. Afakav de lav chodosh mamash, even though it's not really new, chodosh korinon lei, we would nonetheless call it chodosh. So the Teiras Chaim sees in this Gemara an afgemina lahalocha in what the real definition of new is. And he says, therefore, if I'm selling a house which is not new but has been renewed, will that sale be a mekach tolls or not? It's a machlokes rav ushmul. What the Teiras Chaim does not tell us is, so what's the halacha l'maisa? As we'll see in a second. As we'll see in a moment. So, this Teiras Chaim was taken very seriously by some of the Gedolei Achrenim, none less than the Marsham, in two places. The Marsham in a tshuva, if you want to look it up, Chele Gimel Shin Nun Zayin, discusses there, very interesting, Shaila, Rachmono Letzlan, somebody lost a parent and was in Avelis. He's done Kriya on his Beged, and there is much discussion, Machlekes Rishonim, Shulchan Aruch, what can be done with that Beged? Can you sew it up in any way? Can it be reused? And halacha is that if it's for a parent, the Beged cannot be sewn up properly ever again. That's the halacha. There is, however, machlokes, the Bach and the Taz, neged the Birkei Yosef. What happens if I don't sew it up? Rather, I just cut out that entire chelek of the beged and put a new patch in completely. A machlokes. So the Marsham is discussing this, Shaila. This was the question he was asked. And then he suggests a very novel idea. He says to the shoyl, how about being tseveya the whole beged? Color the whole beged, and he brings Raya, he says, that would therefore now constitute a new beged. Ponim chadoshois bo'u lakan. This is not the beged that you did kriya on. Brings Raya, that once you paint a beged, it's halachically considered a different beged. Oh, we'll get to that. It's very good, Shaila. He then says, he quotes the Teiras Chaim. And he says, we're a bit stuck. Because the Teiras Chaim said, if you want to know what the definition of new is, it's a machlokes rav ushmul. So maybe our shaila, says the Marsham, is a machlokes rav ushmul. I mean, it's not really a new beged, it's been renewed because you've changed the color. Says the Marsham, we have klolei hapsak. The Gemara tells us, hilchasa karav beisuri. When you're dealing with shailas of issa v'heta, then the halacha is like rav. When you're dealing with shailas of dinim, then halach is like shmur. The problem is, says the Marsham, the Gemara never told us who holds what. So even though our shaila, for sure, in Hilchas Avelos, is definitely a shaila, not of dinim, but of issa v'heta, but we have no idea who we're supposed to paskin like. Says the Marsham, halacha l'maisa, if we don't know who to paskin like, so it remains unresolved. It's a sophic. And because the halacha that he is dealing with is a shaila in drabonons, sofik drabonon lekula. That's his psak. So you see, he took this Teiras Chaim very seriously. In another place, in his Sefer Das Teira, on Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tov, Samach Ches, he's talking about the halacha of doing meloch on Erev Pesach, achachatzeis, there is a halacha, you cannot sew a new beged. And in similar vein, he discusses, what about to recolor an old beged? Is that also part of this halacha? I didn't really make a new beged, I just renewed an old one. And he discusses whether, once again, that would be toil on the Teiras Chaim, or perhaps this is different, because on Erev Pesach, really, the issa is the tircha shavuot. So whether technically it's considered new or not, perhaps wouldn't matter. I did see a number of the later achrenim suggest that this Teiras Chaim could be instrumental in helping us resolve the shaila, or at least some way towards resolving the shaila of the Minchas Chinuch. Because the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tov Aleph, at the end of Mitzvah Tov Aleph, talks about the halacha of Chanukas HaMizbeach. The halacha is a Mizbeach Chodosh, a new Mizbeach needs a Chanukah, needs to be inaugurated, consecrated. But the halacha is that cannot be done with a tomid shel bein ho arbaim. Meaning, if for some reason the mizbeach in the morning has now gone. In the afternoon, you build a brand new mizbeach. The first korban that you bring on that new mizbeach cannot be the tomit shel beinu arba'im. That's halacha psuka. Says the Minchas Chinuch, v'shiur zeh d'chodosh, ein yoidea mahu. How new is new? What does a new mizbeach mean? I mean, if the old one is gone and you have a new one in place, that's a new mizbeach. What happens, he says, if it's b'niskalkel hamizbeach? It's not lost. The first one became slightly blemished, which halachically puzzles the old mizbeach. They then fixed it up. Is that considered a mizbeach chodosh? Which would therefore be subject to the halacha of Chanukas HaMizbeach, and now the Tomei Shebeinu Arba'im. Says the Minchas Chinuch, he doesn't know. Efshe dafke b'chodosh legamri. Maybe it's got to be completely new. Ve'eini yodea shiur hazeh. Minchas Chinuch says, I don't know the shiur. If you follow the Teiras Chaim and the Maharsham, it might well be that this is back to the good old machlekas Rav Ushmuel. It's not a new mizbeach, it's an old mizbeach which has been renewed. But again, we don't know who to paskin like Rav or Shmuel. The Marsham told us in Dinei Drabonon you could be mekel, but this is a din d'oraisa, so maybe over here would have to be machmir sofik d'oraisa l'chumra. Oh, so you have to know whether there could be circumstances, and what it could be makriv enough if you shein boi mizbeach. You have to know the halacha. The Ben Yehoyada in Eiruvin takes this discussion one step further. He talks about the Gemara in Seita. Where else does the word Chodosh appear in the Torah? So in Pasha Shaftim, it talks about those who return from Milchoma. And it says, the Shaitrim address the nation and they say, Mi ho'ish asher bono bayis Chodosh. Who has built a new house? V'loi chanochoi, because if he hasn't done it yet, he's going home, he's not part of the Milchoma. Well, once again, it's incumbent on us to work out what does Chodosh mean? How new is new? So there's a sugya. There's a sugya in Seita, Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af ha-boine bayis al-mechoinoi. Somebody builds a bayis al-mechoinoi. What does that mean, al-mechoinoi? Says Rashi, Sosroi, he completely demolishes it, ubonoi b'midah rishona, rebuilds it, he doesn't go back to Lav Chodoshu. This is not new. It's not a new house. It's the old house which has been revamped, renovated. So he doesn't go back. It's only if you're boina bayis Chodosh that you go back.
So it's not renovated.
Oh, in a chamis, Rashi says Lav Chodosh, who I would have said if you've really demolished it, this really is Chodosh. And yet, Rabbi Yehuda considers it to be not Chodosh. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos says, Ein halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, and he does go back. He does go back. The shaila is, where did the Rambam get this from? There's no two opinions mentioned in the Mishnah. There's one opinion, Rabbi Yehuda, so paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Ben Yehuda, a go'inus to k'chesh. When he says, this, once again, is the good old machlokes Rav Shmuel. It's not a new house, even though, as Yanki pointed out, it's Sosra. It sounds like it is a new house. You've demolished the old one. But clearly, Rabbi Yehuda considers this to be Lav Chodosh. Says the Ben Yehuda, this is the machlokes Rav Shmuel. It's a new house, or it's a renewed house.
It uses old materials.
Oh, so some Achreinu, Machalek HaZelech, some Sefer talks about that. Would it make a difference if you use the old Eitzim Vavonim? That could make a very big nafkim in a lalacha. En Achanami, says the Ben Yehuda, and here's where he takes the discussion one stage further, although not quoting the Marsham, obviously, he says, I do know who to paskin like. The Marsham says, we don't know, because the Gemara just says, Rav Shmuel didn't tell us who holds what. I know, says the Ben Yehuda. Why? He says a Chiddush, but Lamai said there's a Radvaz who says like this in one place. If the Gemara says Rav Ushmuel, then the first opinion mentioned is that of Rav. Okay? So we're in better shape now. If the Gemara says, one man Doma says Chodosh Mamish, then that's Rav. Because his name was mentioned first. Rav holds Chodosh Mamish. Shmuel says Nischadesh is as good as new. Says the Ben Yehoyada. So now we take out all our Kloei HaPsach rules. if you're dealing with Issa the Heta, the halacha is like Rav. If you're dealing with halachas of Dinim, halachas of like Shmuel. So he says, if anybody can tell me what this means, I'll be very grateful. He says, whether you go back to Milchama or not, it's not a shaila in Issa the Heta, it's a shaila in Dinim. That's what he says. Halacha in Dinim, in which case we paskin like Shmuel, and if we paskin like Shmuel, then Nischadesh is good enough. Says the Ben Yehuda, that's why the Rambam says in Halacha, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says he doesn't go back. Says the Ben Yehuda in his Gevaldige Geoynes, this is the Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, we have to paskin like Shmuel, a renewed house is as good as new. So therefore, this constitutes a bias chodosh. See, he goes home. That's why the Rambam paskened, that indeed he goes home.
Would it not help us if we knew why the Torah sent him home?
Oh, gewaldige kasha. Gewaldige kasha. We're going to get to this in a moment.
I don't know the whole of Shas, but doesn't the Torah always speak about Rav or Shmuel? Never ever seen Shmuel the Rav. Like, you've never seen Rav or Barbai.
It put me on the spot now. Just 2 weeks ago, one of my Talmidim in the Shemesh told me that two Bachrim were schmoozing in the Beis Medrash in the Mir. And in walks Rav Nochem, Zechrein Rebracha. So they thought they were about to be caught red-handed, so they started pretending as if they were learning, Tana Rabbanon, Tana Rabbanon. So Rav Nochem goes up to one of the Bochrim, taps him on the shoulder and says, Yeshiva's Mir learning Masechtas Nedarim at the moment. The words Tana Rabbanon don't appear. So this was told to Rav Ben Chaim L'Chaim, to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Was that Rav Chaim? Nochem had gewusst. Steh nicht Tana Rabbanon in ganz Masechtas Nedarim. So Rav Chaim stops and he says, yeah, it's gerecht. He's right. But the Tana Rabbanon, it does say once in the Torah. So, I did check up on my Bar Ilan program, and it does say the Tana Rabbanon once. But you're right, Rav Shmuel, Enacham, it's a Chiddush. We'll discuss in a second why it's a Chiddush. There is a Chasam Sefer which relates to your Shaila that you asked before, Benigeh to Shechiyonu. This is Mamash Negeh Aloch Elamaisa. Somebody is Boina Bayis Chodosh, that's a Mefurash Gemara. That you have to be Mevarach Shechiyon or Sifah Shulchan Aruch and Reish Chav Gimel. So we need to work out if somebody does up his house, extends his house, paints his house, would this also be subject to the Shechiyon discussion? So we're going to run out of time, but Ein Shom is a Chuvanach Samsepa Erechaim Kuf Non Vov.
Wouldn't that have to do with how much Simcha there is?
Oh, that's going to be the big shine. That's what Mr. Bloom was pointing out before as well. The Ben Yoyodo. L'ch'oira yesh l'hoir. Firstly, it's a bit strange because it turns out that the machlokes Rav Shmuel, you're now telling me, is a machlokes Tanoim. Machlokes Rav Yehuda in the Mishnah and the Tanakamu, who the Rambam Paskin like, which is a rather bizarre direction to follow. The Gemara would say, Le'imaka Tanoi, Chodosh Mamash, Nischadesh. It's a machlokes, the Mishnah and Soitin, Legava, what's a bias Chodosh with regard to Molchoma? No. More problematic is, as you pointed out before, when the Torah says that if somebody is Boina Bayis Chodosh, he goes back to Mulchama, even without being Deirish Tam Adekra, but it's obvious to us that the reason why he must do so is because he has a mitzvah of Simcha. Like the Torah then continues, so too if somebody just married, the Simach is Ishtoi. So, L'ch'oira, there will be room to suggest that the technical translation of Chodosh is irrelevant there. Really, the discussion is this a matzav of Simcha, or is it not a matzav of Simcha? So, we can discuss, if somebody has an old house, it's a new house, it's not quite the same old, it's a bit new, I've repainted it, there could be a machlekes, but the discussion needn't be what is translation of the word Chodosh. I mean, this is not some sort of pora aduma, chayk b'leitam. Really, the discussion is what constitutes simcha. So they might well be machlekes tanoim. That could be. Rav Yehuda could maintain that. Listen, if I have a house which I've demolished and redone, that's not called chodosh. What does he really mean? That doesn't generate the same simcha that's generated when you have a real new house.
Rashi says there about adnes nefesh b'dovah.
Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
So that clearly shows that that's the inyan over here. That's the inyan over here. But there is also a very yesodistic ha'ora l'chayra on the Ben Yoyada. And this is really a yesod, a well worth knowing, a very famous Rosh in Bava Kamma. There is a machlokes in Masechtas Nida, Shaila in Vestas, machlokes, actually also Rav Shmuel. Machlokes Rav Shmuel. A complicated Shaila, Vestas Hadilug, an issue with Sidam on Tezvov Lachidesh, then Tezayin, then Yudzayin, in a sequence like that. Machlokes Rav Shmuel. Is that a Veses 3 times, 4 times? A machlokes in the Gemara Nida. The Gemara in Bava Kamma copies and pastes that same machlokes to all be in the case of Sheir Hamut. An ox galls on Tezvob Lachoydesh, and then Tezayin Lachoydesh, and then Yudzayin Lachoydesh. Is he a Sheir Hamut or not? The Gemara says this is the same machlokes Rav Shmuel. So now we're caught. When we're wearing our Masechtas Nidah hat, that's a shayla of Isuri. That's a shayla of Isuri. Hilchas HaKarav b'Isuri. When we switch to our Bava Kamma hat, this is now Dini. So Hilchas HaKashmuel, so who are we passing like? So there are some Rishonim who suggest, well, it depends, therefore, what you're talking about. If you want to pask in Hilchas Vestas, that's a shayla Isuri, Hilchas HaKarav. If you want to discuss Bava Kamma, go with Shmuel. Says the Rosh, I'm having none. And the Rosh says, I'd like to read the words, Yesodei Hadas. He says, D'me'ezeh tam osu chachmei ha-gemora klal zeh. Why did Chazal do this? Halacha karabi, surish, why? Where were they coming from? Says the Rosh, Gevaldig Achidish, Lefi sheyodu, Chazal knew, Berev chachmosam, Sheshmuel hoya rogil tomid lifzeik dinim. That was his mumchis. Shmuel was expert in dinim. Ulekachoyim daktik bohen. He was therefore extra careful in them. V'yoyrei l'umkon. And he had the ability to get right into the depths of the halacha. Umaskil al kol dvar emes. V'chein Rav. So too Rav in turn. Hoyorogil daktik bohiroas issa v'heta. And therefore Chazal said, listen, each one has his mumchis. Shmuel's is in dinim. So whenever there was a machlokes concerning dinim, we have to paskin like Shmuel, because his opinion is correct, because he had that dinim mind frame, as it were. He was able to be yoyred l'amitei shel dov. Says the Rosh, therefore, in this machlokes, where was the source of this machlokes? The shayrish of this machlokes was in Nidah. That's where the machlokes was founded. The Gemara then translated it and moved it over to Bava Kamma. But that's not where the machlokes was. The machlokes was in Nidah. The machlokes was b'yesoid, a machlokes in Issa v'Heta. In which case the halacha is like Rav, whether it is in Nidah or in Bava Kamma, the machlokes is one, its sheirish is in Nidah, that's a shayla of Issa v'Heta. What do you see from this Rosh? You see from the Rosh that these are not arbitrary klalim, hilchasak Rav, hilchasak Shmuel. It depends very much on what the shayla being discussed was and what was the shayrish shayla. It needs to be classified. Is this a shayla of Issa v'Heta? Is it a shayla of dinim? But you cannot just dig up a machlokes and now say, well, we'll apply it to different places and the halacha will change accordingly. You need to look at the shayrish hadova and decide in which tchum of halacha is this. It's like, you know, I'm reminded the Rav was appointed of a shul. He's interviewed by the committee, and he says to me, now I must be honest, he says, I don't really know Cheshen Mishpat. I don't know Cheshen Mishpat. Eirachayim am a boki. Yashu v'hofuch. Any shayla you like in Eirachayim, you can ask me. Cheshen Mishpat's not my thing. If you're happy to employ me, you can employ me. The shul said, listen, Eirachayim is of course the most important for us. Say that we'll waive Cheshen Mishpat, you've got the job. Fine. First Shabbos, one of the Gaboyim claps this on the Bima. Meira Rabbeisa, we're saying Mashav Ruach this week. Meanwhile, on the other side of the Bima, the second Gabo says, Chas V'Shalom, we don't start Mashav Ruach now. Whole raging machlekes. This is Erechaim L'Chayim. Go to the Rav. No, who's right? Chlesus. Not Paschim. Rav, you told us Erechaim L'Chalapochus, that's your thing. Said the Rav, what do you mean? think this is a machlekas about whether we do or don't say mashavarach. The real machlekas is who's the main gabba of this shul? Who owns the place? I don't pass the mishayas. I'll call Ponim V'Oifen. You see from this Rosh that when you want to paskin a shayla, k'rab or k'shmuel, you need to look at the sheirish or inyan, rather than the place to which you want to adapt the machlekes. And if that's the case, it's very hard, therefore, to understand the Ben Yoyoda svara, and to say, well, if we're dealing with going back to Mulchama, that's a shayla of dinim, and if we're dealing with something else, that's is. The machlekes Rav Shmuel was b'yaseid a machlekes b'divrei agoda. Translation of the pasuk chodosh mamish. A machlekes chodosh mamish. What does it mean? Tayokom mele chodosh, chodosh mamish, or nischadosh gzeirosa. That was really the sheirish of the shayla. L'chayra, therefore, there's no mocking to start waving the magic wand, hilchasaka Rav, hilchasaka Shmuel, because here we don't have the kelim anymore. We don't know whether Rav or Shmuel is correct. If they were discussing shailas of Momonos or discussing shailas of Issa Veheta, that would be a different story. But if they're discussing Divrei Agoda merely now to adapt their machlekas, apply it to different areas and paskin accordingly, that's the chayra very shver. In which case, we go back to the Teiras Chaim, and maybe we have to say that in our shaila of the hat, new or renewed, maybe it is a sophic, Rav Shmuel, without paskening. But, in conclusion, we have to say, and this is the psak halacha that the Rav issued, that the Teiras Chaim is very difficult to accept la halacha b'chlal. And that is because even though it might be that in some areas of halacha, the translation, the definition of chodosh is of paramount importance, but when you're dealing with mecha chumemka, we mustn't forget the words of the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Mechira says, "V'zeh ikka godol b'chol divrei u'masa u'matan." In all business dealings, I want to issue now, he says, a very important ground rule: "Hoylchin achar loshen b'nei adam." That's the real approach in Mecca Chomemka. What's the word on the street? What do people consider new? What does new mean? Without getting involved in the technical aspects of the definition of new, says the Rambam, you have to go. He says, "Mokem she'ein yodua boy minig." If there's no known custom, that's a different story. Then he says, you'd have to look what Chachomim define as that word. It's clear, I think, that if you walk into a hat store and the Moicha says, "I have a brand new hat," he tells you, but it has been worn for an hour and a half in shul, the person will say, "I don't consider that new." Whether in Hilchas Chayzer and Mulchama and Hilchas Avelos and all other areas of the Torah that's considered new is irrelevant in Mecca Chomemka. If you walk into an apartment which you put a down payment on and you've paid with your hard-earned money and he says, "It's not quite new, it's renewed," that's commonly understood. That's an outright Mekachtos. Even though halachically it might be considered new, and we can discuss that, but in Mecca Chumemka, the Rambam Paskins, that's not the definition. The definition is, what is Loshen B'nei Odom? Loshen B'nei Odom is the Choyer that Chodosh means Chodosh Mamish. So I thank you for listening. Ushbi Zecher.